Nolte, Disney uses Jimmy Kimmel in our public airwaves to lecture against Spencer Pratt. By John Nolte on May 28, 2026. Every single day, every single freaking day, Monday through Friday, the Disney grooming syndicate uses the public airwaves for 2 hours to campaign against Republicans and for far-left causes. 2 hours. Every single day. During the day, Disney uses The View to attack President Trump and the GOP. That's 1 hour of abusing the public airwaves for flagrant campaigning with zero alternate voices or opinions. At night, Disney uses Jimmy Kimmel to push its leftist agenda. That's a second hour of abusing the public airwaves for flagrant campaigning with zero alternate voices or opinions. It's outrageous that this is allowed to happen. If CBS was losing $40 million per year on the just-fired Stephen Colbert, imagine how much money Disney must be losing on Kimmel, who attracts even fewer viewers than Colbert did. Jimmy Kimmel Live is nothing more than a one-hour infomercial paid for by Disney to benefit the Democrat Party. And Jimmy Kimmel is nothing more than a corporate super PAC-funded Vince the ShamWow guy. And now Disney has looked at the wreckage of Los Angeles and decided it wants more of the same. So the Disney Death Star has turned its mindless court jester on Republican mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt. See below how our airwaves are abused. After spending a few seconds admitting Los Angeles is a mess, Kimmel stepped up to give America a full-fledged lecture. So then you get a guy, Pratt, who was on a reality show, who's on a lot of reality shows. His profession is to be the screaming jerk on reality shows. And his house burns down. And even though he had no private insurance on his house and doesn't believe in climate change, he's understandably upset about his house burning down. And since he's a moderately famous person, he gets attention. And if you believe the polls, 22% of them are going, you know what? You should be mayor. And not only are they telling him he should be mayor, but they're also even going so far as to give him money for his campaign. Some of which he immediately spent on moving into a $1,500 a night room at the Hotel Bel Air. He's living at the Hotel Bel Air at the same time he's running a video claiming he lives in a trailer on the burned-out lot where his house was, which he is not. You think this guy wants to sit through city council meetings all day talking about zoning? No. He wants to be a star again. And guess what? It's working. He's everywhere. It's exactly what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump didn't think he could actually be president. Now, the difference between Donald Trump and this guy is, Donald Trump actually had a job before he was on a reality show. He wasn't good at the job. He got all the money for it from his dad. The only thing he was good at was promoting himself, and it turned out that was enough. And, as a result, we are going to have to spend the next 3 decades digging out of this giant hole he put us in. But this hole now has given birth to Spencer Pratt, who is running for mayor, another narcissist looking for attention. Mayor should not be your first job. The mayor of LA is in charge of a $14 billion annual budget. Spencer Pratt is not the person who should be in charge of it. In 2011, Spencer Pratt and his wife intentionally blew through all their money on purpose. They bought an armored truck. They bought $500,000 worth of Birkin handbags. They bought $1 million of rose quartz. He bought a monster truck. They spent all their money, they spent $10 million because they believed the world was about to end in a Mayan apocalypse. And then when there wasn't the Mayan apocalypse, they had no money and had to move into Spencer's parents' house. That's the guy 22% of you want to be mayor of Los Angeles when the Olympics come to town. Spencer Pratt, right now his job is selling healing crystals on a site called PrattDuddy.com. That alone should be disqualifying, and yet he's polling in second place. And if he's one of the top two candidates after the primary next Tuesday, a week from tonight, he will be one of our two choices for mayor of Los Angeles. So if you don't want to vote for Karen Bass on June 2nd, I get it. But you better find somebody else to vote for. And preferably somebody who isn't wasting our time and money to get himself back on television. Are you not entertained? Disney takes our property and uses it so their stooge can stand there and lecture the world about how to vote. And the snobbery. This is how morally broken Blue City Democrats are. Professional Democrat politicians have run Los Angeles for a quarter of a century without any opposition from Republicans. Still, they look at this wasteland, this dystopia, and demand we vote for more of the same. And Kimmel is simply and flagrantly lying when he says Pratt doesn't have solutions. He not only has solutions, but they are not even controversial to normal people. While Kimmel's preferred candidate is running around promising meth addicts $25,000 to $50,000 in free dental work, Pratt's saying clean up the streets, lock up the criminals, make sure firemen have access to water, and stop giving NGOs billions of taxpayer dollars to import homeless drug addicts. But from his ivory tower that floats so far above the disastrous results created in Los Angeles by the political party Kimmel supports, he knows best.